Melanie posed for Playboy in 1993 and wanted to weigh in on Playmate Danny Mathers, thinking it's funny to publicly fat shame a naked woman in the locker room. Hello, Melanie.
Yes, I'm here.
Well, nice to speak to you, too. Yes, hi. What can we do for you?
Well, I just called in. I caught the tail end of what you're saying, that the girl had taken a picture in the locker room, you know, which is totally inappropriate. Why she would allow somebody to take photos of her, you know, in the locker room to begin with is beyond me.
Oh, she's not allowing it. She's taking a shower while this horrible, shallow, vapid Playboy playmate is sneaking a photo of this lady who, I guess, could be called slightly overweight by some people who would make such hurtful comments.
Yeah, this lady was minding her own business.
Right.
Okay, yeah. I only caught the tail end of it. And that's totally inexcusable. It's ridiculous. I guess she might be able to sue or something like that. I don't know. But I thought you were coming in from the other side that, you know, she allowed it. So that's...
No, she was simply taking a shower, and then this Playboy playmate took a photo and then said, if I can't unsee this, then you can't either, basically fat-shaming a woman who's working out in the gym.
Yeah, that's disgusting. She should have never done something like that. I mean, I would never come to somebody's defense on that because I don't think there is one.
That's
but,
good. But you don't like fat people.
Ahead. Oh.
No, I wouldn't say that, but I definitely have an aversion to it.
Oh,
so you wouldn't say you wouldn't say you don't like it. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, ever since I was a child, like I've never, you know, it's not like I go out of my way to avoid somebody that's fat, but, up until I met, a girlfriend, I was probably in my early 20s that had a child that was obese. She was probably 300 pounds at 12 years old.
Okay.
I definitely have, I guess you would call it like aversion to them. I don't know. Prejudice.
How does it affect you?
Oh, a prejudice. Okay.
A prejudice that against fat people. Okay. Well, why, like Soul Brother Kevin said, what does it have to do with you? So someone's a little bit overweight. How does that affect your life?
Well, if I have to sit next to them on a plane, like that's happened before.
And they had to sit next to you, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Hmm. If they had a problem sitting next to me, you know, move. No problem at all.
Sure, it's a pleasure. Wait, so what happened? Mm-hmm. There was a little spillover action on the plane ride?
There was a lot more than spillover action, and I didn't sit next to her. So, I had myself moved to another seat.
To avoid sitting next to someone who's overweight.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well,
so, I mean that was affecting my affected my plane ride. Had the plane been booked?
Okay.
Totally booked. I wouldn't have been able to move.
That's a comfort thing, sure. But like, say you're walking through the International Plaza Mall and you're going to get your overpriced outfit or whatever, and you see a larger woman eating a Cinnabon on a bench.
Mm.
What goes through your mind?
Why is she eating that?
Okay.
You should stop her.
No, I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to stop her, but I just don't understand why if you're overweight at all, you don't have to be obese. Mm.
Well,
those are the same people that complain about other people being prejudiced towards them.
Well, have you ever had a Cinnabon? They're tasty.
Cinnabon and, very tasty.
Yeah, they're tasty, mm-hmm. But, you know, you shouldn't have a Cinnabon in each fist, you know, if you're 50 pounds, 100 pounds overweight.
So just one?
Just my opinion.
Okay.
But how does it affect your life?
Well, it doesn't affect my life.
Right.
I don't know. I would just never do that. I would never overdo something. Like, I mean, I love Cinnabons, but you know what? I would only eat one every once in a while, and I'm would most probably consider even underweight.
Well, what do you do to stay in shape every single day, Melanie?
I don't have to do anything.
So you were blessed with a fast metabolism.
Yes.
So then that gives you the right to sit on that judgy chair of yours and judge people who want to make themselves happy by enjoying an occasional treat like a Cinnabon.
No, it's not being judgy.
It is.
Well, okay, you want to call it judgy, you can call it judgy, but I don't put that much thought into it.
Right.
You know, it's not like I see somebody doing that and I'm like totally disgusted and have to run away.
Obviously, you don't put much thought in anything.
I'm
okay.
a good one.
I will say, fat people are discriminated against all the time. I mean, yep. I guess a lot of people don't call up radio shows in a minute, but I mean, this isn't a shock to me.
Yeah, no, Melanie's just saying something that a lot of people unfortunately think. Where I'm a big fan of keeping my eyes on my paper. I have to run my ass off and ride my bike so I can avoid being even more chubby than I am. But I look at other people. If I see someone eating a Cinnabon, I think to myself, that Cinnabon is probably making them very happy.
I'm like, great idea.
Right.
Where's the Cinnabon?
Right. Like, you don't want to see people happy?
I mean, no, that wasn't my point. My point was the people that complain about being discriminated against are the same ones that are, you know, two-fisted into the Cinnabon.
Okay, well, that's not
all
the people. That's not all the people.
Not everybody. I mean, you can't make a blanket statement about anything. Not everybody that's fat is fat because they eat 50 Cinnabons a day.
50? Wow, come on.
Anybody that's overweight to that degree, they're having to put some work into it.
Oh.
I mean, nobody's metabolism is so slow that they just eat normal portions of things. And they get to be humongous.
I would disagree.
By the way, do you know how many Cinnabons we've sold right now? We're not getting paid off this whatsoever.
I don't get any Cinnabon kickback.
We should.
In fact, yeah, I don't think I've ever eaten a Cinnabon before.
Oh, you should.
Well, you've never had one?
I don't know that I've ever eaten
it.
No, I know.
Oh, get it light icing. Too much icing sometimes.
Both of you, what are you talking about?
I like them with extra icing myself.
Oh yeah. I like to double fist them.
You're a bad girl,
Melanie. If you're going to eat, you know, if you're going to eat them, you know, go in. But don't be that same person that's crying about, you know, oh, you know, we shouldn't have to pay for from the airline or, you know, whatever. I don't think anybody should go up to anyone.
Why? What's wrong with the phone?
Oh, my God. Roll up your window.
Hold on.
Don't go.
Hold on. All right, there's something.
Well, she also posed for Playboy 93, and I'd love to see what that was like.
Oh, I want to see what she looks like now.
Yeah, did you make it into the pages of Playboy?
No, it was for the girls of the SEC. I've got some of the
I remember that issue.
The test shots. What? It was a long, long time ago. I got big hair in the picture. I don't have big hair now, but
What team?
At the time.
SEC.
I'm sorry?
What team?
Oh, Kentucky.
Oh.
University of Kentucky.
Wildcat. Hold on 1 second. I have a lady who's 240 pounds who says that you're a disgusting human being.
But also, we're going to do a Girls of the SEC Drew Grabo Live Edition, so if you just want to forward us your photos, we'll get that together.
Yeah, get your hair big again.
Carol, go ahead. You're on with Judgy Melanie. Go right ahead.
Yeah, what a disgusting waste of human flesh you are. What gives you the right to judge?
You know what? I'm at least
who the hell do you think
normal piece of over a flesh.
It's none of your business what size I am or anybody else is. And how dare you judge somebody for what they look like? You know, you're worse than
welcome to the planet Earth. Everybody judges people the way they look like.
Planet Earth!
Do you have Cinnabons in your ear?
Oh,
I said,
you're really funny. You're really funny. Oh, no, I'm,
well, you must not have listened to what I said.
No, I listened to everything you said, and I have judged everything you said just like you judge everything. And I say,
okay, so what are you complaining about?
A piece of trash.
I'm a piece of trash.
Complete.
Okay.
You are a piece of trash. Have you ever heard of the word acceptance, compassion, love? No?
I have listened. I have your compassion, lady, for people that don't put themselves in that position. Fat people are like smokers that complain about getting freaking cancer, lung cancer.
Goodness.
In my mind,
who
it's the
are
same
you?
Thing.
What, who made
Step
you
away.
Judge and jury?
I'm somebody calling a radio show having an opinion, just like you've got one. Why does it infuriate you so much? Are you 500 pounds overweight? Is that what you're so mad about? Nobody was even talking to you specifically.
All right, well,
I'm a beautiful woman.
You
honey.
Are, Carol. I know you are. Thank you, Carol. I'd rather be beautiful on the inside than ugly on the outside. Thank you, Carol. I appreciate your phone call.
I have both, Carol. Thanks.
All right, and there's Sharon.
Does Carol want to be in the Girls of the SEC issue?
I hope so. Sharon, you are on with Melanie. Go ahead, Sharon.
Hi, Drew. Melanie is the person that has the high metabolism?
That's her, yes. And the horrible phone
call. I have what?
Phone connection.
Oh. The high metabolism?
Yes, that's right. Go ahead.
Okay, I have a half-brother that has high metabolism. His children all have high metabolism. I can drink water and gain weight.
Oh.
So
yeah, that's a problem.
And for the record,
it's impossible. To just drink water and gain weight, you're like a, you know, like a scientific, you need to be studied. I've never heard of that before.
A scientific need to be studied?
Yeah, if you can drink water and gain weight, they need to do some kind of study on you. You're the one human being on earth.
And for the record, I've never sat on a bench and ate a Cinnabon.
Do it standing
four,
up.
Two or three.
Oh.
Every person that eats Cinnabon.
What do you just put your face?
Yeah, every right person happy does not eat Cinnabon.
Oh. Grab them out like freaking.
What?
Goodness.
Bobbing for apples.
Oh. Damn. Wow. Melanie really hates fat people.
And what is it that you do to promote?
Arguments are full and to other people. Getting stupid. Nobody said to go up to random people in the mall. You know, eating and tell them how disgusting they are. Nobody said that, and it stuck such a nerve with people, and I don't understand why.
Let me ask you what you've done to better humanity instead of moving and making someone on a plane feel bad. Yeah, to better.
Okay,
humanity.
Listen, I don't need to tell you any of that. But there's a homeless guy that's been homeless in Tampa for over 20 years. I buy him a whole new wardrobe every time winter comes around, every time summer comes around. I bring him Thanksgiving dinner, I buy him Christmas presents. Okay? Is that good enough for you, or do I need more? You know what I mean? Like, what difference does that make?
Yeah.
This was just basically some random, you see somebody sitting there, what goes through your head?
The phone is just terrible. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, Melanie, I got to let you go. Your phone call, I would love to keep you on to infuriate more people, but your phone connection is as horrible as your outlook on life.
Hey, call back if you have a better phone connection. We can do this for the next hour and a half.
I think she'd get a better phone with all that money she's giving to the homeless.
727-579-1025. People on Twitter really love Melanie and support her. Not.
Oh.
This
I'm
Melanie
like, are we
chick,
on the same Twitter?
This Melanie is a joker. This segment is making me hungry. How many Cinnabons can you fit in your ear?
That was in your fat with Melanie.
This Melanie chick is pathetic, and she may be skinny, but her attitude makes her the ugliest girl in the world. That is true. I would rather bang and date a 300-pound girl than spend 5 minutes with that Melanie.
But she did ask that one lady if she bobbed for Cinnabons like apples, and I thought that was fun.
That was kind of fun.
You don't want a girl of the SEC?
Not that girl,
more
no.
of a Big Ten kind of guy?
Big Ten, ACC.
Bill, 12.
What's up? How you doing, Bill?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Thank you.
You know, people that judge other people, everybody's got their own problems, you mm-hmm. know. I myself have a muscular condition known as McArdle's disease, and it's basically if I overexert myself, then the lactic acid, I lack the phosphorylase to break down the lactic acid.
Oh, wow. Damn.
So I was 110 pounds when I graduated high school.
Oof.
And I'm over 220 right now, and I get shamed everywhere I go. I try to eat as healthy as I can, but yeah, I'm going to enjoy that Cinnabon once in a while. You know, just people just don't know what other people go through. I don't judge anybody on their appearance.
Good.
I judge them on their personality.
Hey, so your condition, you feel like you've just finished a rigorous workout all the time?
No, there's different stages of it, and there's different, there's all kinds of, there's like 1 through 10, something like that. I believe I'm like number 5 or 6. I just try to limit my exercise. Basically, what I can do is walk.
Oh,
I bought a bike. I tried riding a bike. I was lasted about 5 minutes on it. I had to get off. So.
Well, man, listen, do what makes you happy, bro. And I'm sorry that people can be so damn judgy. I get it, but it sucks. Yes, Seth?
Are you a fan of Cinnabons?
Not really. I'm just...
What's your vice?
I really don't eat sweets at all.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you had to pick one vice, like, what would it be?
Rum and Coke.
That goes down easy.
That'll put some sugar on you.
I think Cinnabon, do you like Cinnabon, should just be the exit poll question today.
727-579-1025. I'm not making this up. I've never stopped at a Cinnabon, and I've never had a...
That's I don't even understand that.
Never had
what
some
about Krispy Kreme? You can get down on some of those.
I could eat 10 of them right here.
Okay.
You could eat 10?
Krispy Kreme?
I'll set 10.
No. What?
I don't want to. There's one right next to the station.
No, I don't want to. I could.
Well, I don't believe you.
Yeah, I don't believe you either.
I don't think you can eat more than two.
Let's see. 500 calories each. That'd be 5,000 calories.
It's not about the calories. It's about how many can you eat.
You'll be spilling over to Melanie on the plane in no time if you eat 10 Krispy Kreme.
The hot light is on right now.
Yeah. You will, I'll buy.
No, dude.
And by that, I mean I'm going to expense them. But
no.
What about four? You want to eat four?
No, I don't want to eat any.
Well, how many are you going to get? A dozen?
I don't want to eat any Krispy Kremes.
Four is enough.
Would you want some? Because Drew said he could eat 10.
Why are you doing this?
I ran the box.
3 miles. 3 miles I ran this morning. Not so I could eat Krispy Kremes.
But well, why else did you do it?
Just so I can stay somewhat slovenly.
I think you look great. I think you should really try to eat 10 donuts.
I think you deserve it. Isn't it your birthday?
No, yeah. Yes, and I've still got a Cold Stone ice cream cake in my freezer that I'm eating every night. And I ate your gnocchi last night again.
Really?
Delicious.
How was that?
Amazing.
Good.
I ate too much of it, though.
Yeah.
Dave, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, man. Big fan. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I just wanted to, I don't know if I necessarily agree with Melanie, but I'll probably try to put a little tick in her column here with the whole weight issue.
All right.
I spend a lot of my time in hospitals for my job, and I see what being overweight does to a lot of the people. I mean, you go into a hospital, you'd be surprised how many people are there due to complications with their weight. So I can understand kind of some of the issues that somebody might have, and especially when you see what that does to them and to their family and to the people who are trying to take care of them when they're when their weight really has such a big impact on their health and what it does to their quality of life at the end of their life. So,
I get
that. If you wanted to get into a whole big thing too, the cost of healthcare insurance and all that, I mean, that's a whole different discussion, but not having anything against them, I can understand why somebody would have some anger there and saying, why aren't these people taking better care of themselves?
But it's not like you're trying to help these people. You're just calling out, you know, their situation.
It's not like
we're saying that's the way you should roll with an extra, you know, 150 on you.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe like a nice way of saying like, hey, you know, there's other ways to take care of yourself.
What is it to you? Are you a doctor? Are you in the medical profession?
I'm in sales, so I sell stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, stay in your lane, dude. Like,
I bet you sell stuff to fat people if the check clears.
That is for sure. That's the way sales works. The thing is, like, I run mostly twice a day, and I'm still not in the shape that I want to be.
By the way, that's working out two times a day and not being like a professional athlete. That's crazy. You think you got to do a different workout now? Maybe you do one different workout a day instead of running twice a day?
I'll probably start running once a day and then weights.
You got to keep your muscles confused, man.
That's what you do. Yeah. And you know, but I do it so that I can stay in somewhat decent shape for a man of my age. And I used to get mad when I would see fat people eating really bad food.
Oh, so you were the male Melanie.
I was basically Melanie, And I would look at them and go, man, I'm busting my ass. Then I think, if it makes them happy, great for them.
I just look at it like, man, that looks delicious.
Yeah. Like if it makes you happy, then it makes you happy. Enjoy yourself. You know?
Yeah.
Life's too friggin' short.
I judge, but I keep it to myself.
727-579-1025. David Cross just favorited a tweet that I was in, by the way.
Well, there you go.
Just favorited the Bones tweet. At Drew on the Radio is on the phone right now with Amber Tamlin gushing over her husband, David Cross.
Well, why don't you capitalize on that and tweet him?
What should I say?
I talked to
call
your wife
now?
Today. Yeah. Oh, yeah, call. I just talked to your wife today.
Okay.
You got to strike while it's hot, man.
Okay. Hi.
She probably called him and said, hey, this guy was going on and on about how you're the funniest guy ever.
If your ears are burning.
How about this? Aid sex location.
It's because I was gushing over you on the radio.
That's a bit much.
No. Call me?
Yeah. Call us.
727-579-1025. Amber says hi. There you go.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, that will send it.
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
I'm embarrassed.
He shouldn't be.
So embarrassed.
It's, you know, you're looking for guests on Twitter.
Oh, I love him so much. Here is the offensive comment that I supposedly made yesterday, which I'm still having a hard time believing that anybody could be offended by this. Well, she was going to come back for Fisher anyway, she told me. Well, he. I don't. Is it a she?
Yes.
I can't call that a she.
Here's
Okay.
Okay, that's not the clip.
That is.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's what I said. That's,
you said it. You finished it with it.
There's another clip there, Drew.
Yeah, there is. But that was, I think that's what she's so offended about.
That didn't much look like a she to me, but oh. I like her, him, it. I like it a lot. Yeah, she was really nice.
There you go.
I like it a lot.
Didn't really want to play that one.
So she called back up after our show was in yesterday, and she wanted a piece of you. And
yes.
Danielle told her to call back up today at 7:10.
Well, then why don't you get her on the phone, Seth, and let's try to work this out.
Delia.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm alive.
Okay, good. What did Drew do this time?
He referred to me as it on the radio.
Gosh.
When y'all were talking about the Christmas thing and all that, and he goes, oh, she, he, it, whatever.
And it was,
you know,
just...
that's like calling a black person a nigger.
And Delia, that was just Drew, right? Danielle and I didn't say anything derogatory.
No, you guys back me up. You guys always have been. You know, I like your station because of that, because you guys were so respectful. And then you hear something like that. You know what that just did to me? That just destroyed my whole New Year's.
Hey, Drew, what do you... Drew, do you have anything to say at all?
It makes me not want to come out to any remotes anymore because of that. And you know what? Is Drew there listening right now?
Yeah, he is here.
You know what, Drew? If you ever call me it to my face, I'll knock you out.
Okay. You can do that if that makes you feel better. I meant it as nothing more than a humorous comment.
But
I apologize that it hurt your feelings.
Do you,
like I said, it's like calling a black person the N-word.
Okay.
I mean...
It's disrespectful.
Drew, how come... I mean, she's just telling you. I mean, you're crying.
Yes.
Obviously, it hurts.
Yes.
But you don't care at all.
No, I care. I meant it as nothing more than just a humorous comment. But given your situation and the struggle that you must go through on a daily basis, Delia, I apologize that that's a very sensitive area for you. And I certainly didn't mean to ruin your New Year's. You were nothing but pleasant to me when we met. I thought we had a fun time and kind of busted each other's balls a little bit.
You know, you just earned your second ex. Like I said, that's derogatory. You got
sure.
A lot of people out there like me that didn't listen to your radio station that won't like stuff like that.
Oh.
Because it's all a matter of respect.
Adelia, is calling you an it, is that the worst thing you could possibly hear?
Yes.
Understood.
Is that
worst.
Is that why you did it, Drew?
No, not at all. If I had known that it would hurt her feelings, I would certainly not have done it.
I thought
that's like saying I'm not even a person.
Drew, I thought that you said on Tuesday that
yes.
Your New Year's resolution was to not make fun of things that people can control.
That you're right. B, I don't know that this is necessarily not something that Delia could control.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you choose to live your life as a woman, right, Delia?
Yes, because that's the way I was born, just like everybody else with everything they're born with. It's not like it's not like we just decide that, hey, I want all this special attention to be someone different. It's like being born with any other disease, and you struggle with it your whole life and put up with all kinds of despair and discouragement
sure.
And people talking like that, and
right.
they wonder why we all commit suicide.
Well, I certainly don't want you to do that. Let me just explain to you where it came from.
You know your words can hurt, right, Drew?
I am very well aware of my words can hurt.
You're one of the most sensitive people I know.
That is true. Let me just explain to you where it came from, just so you know, Delia, so you know that I certainly meant no harm by it. I was stumbling over what to refer to you as, whether to refer to you as he, whether you refer to you as she.
It's she, Delia.
Right.
It's she. We live our life. We have to live this way to have the surgery. It's like
right.
I said, it's not a choice. It's things we have to do.
Right. And now I understand that. And I was stumbling over he versus she. Had I known that the I word was that big for you, I certainly wouldn't have used it. I got caught up between he, she.
Yeah.
I threw in it because usually when you say he, she, you also say it, whether referring to male,
yeah,
female.
Just think about it. Think what it meant. If someone would refer to you as it, what would it do to you?
Nothing at all. There's nothing anybody can say to me that's going to do anything.
That's not true.
You're okay. Young.
No, I'm definitely not that. But no, I given your life that you've lived, I absolutely see where it is a harmful word that brings you that causes you to suffer. I would like to apologize profusely for that because you were very nice to me. I thought we had a great time together, and I apologize that anything I might have said might have undone the quality time that we spent together.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. I appreciate
just
you.
In the future, remember that, Dendek. We have feelings, too. We're also people. We have hearts,
I know.
Also.
No, believe me, I get in the ass by transsexuals all the time. I love them. I am a huge fan of trannies. Is tranny,
that's what I thought.
Right. Is tranny a bad word? Is that the...
No.
Okay.
No.
So tranny is okay.
It's just, it's like a thing of who we are, like white, black, Mexican. It's the same thing. But it gets into the derogatory parts when you start calling us names that make us not even a person.
It's dehumanizing. And I didn't even, it didn't even occur to me that it might be taken that way. Had it occurred to me that way, I certainly wouldn't have said it. My goal, just so you know, is not to hurt anyone's feelings, let alone your own. I will say things without thinking at times. That was one of those times.
That comes with the job, though. You have to say a lot of things as a host of the show. Sometimes you don't even know what you're saying, but you realize what you said was wrong.
I realized that it was very wrong to refer to you as it, and I will certainly never allow it to happen again.
Yeah, because you got to remember, you're in the media. A lot of people listen to you.
Well, yes.
A lot of decent people take to heart what you say.
Hey, Delia, you said we have a lot of trannies that listen to our show?
I'd like to know another one.
Yeah, I've got a lot of friends that listen.
Good, thank you.
Do you have any hot transsexual friends who listen? Because in order to make this right, I feel like I should...
Friends. With my disability, I don't get out much, and you know, it's hard to make friends when you're me.
That's hard to make friends when you're me, too. And so we have that as common ground. But I can't apologize enough for what I said. I certainly didn't mean for when Danielle told me that you were crying, it hurt me. It really did. And I realize now.
Because you don't seem very sincere.
No, I totally am.
You have a little smirk.
I always have that smirk. But I am 100% completely sincere when I say that I certainly did not mean for it to hurt you that badly. We can debate all day long whether it's a choice to live your life as a woman or not, but
exactly.
I hope you don't mind if in the future I might have a little fun with you, but just avoiding dehumanizing you will be my goal.
I have always said that laughter is what makes the world go round. It's when you cross that line into disrespect.
Right, and you can certainly understand that for a non-transgendered individual, they might laugh at something like, I don't know, he, she, it. They might find that funny, but I will gladly take that away from it and not cause those people to laugh by saying it if it hurts your feelings.
Yes, not just me. Remember, I'm not the only one that feels that way.
Right, absolutely. Transgendered individuals should not be referred to as it, and this mistake will never happen again.
Thank you
for giving me this opportunity to clear the air with you. I value you a lot. You've been great since the jump, and I hope we can keep you as a listener.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Deal. I hope you have a great day, and I hope that the rest of January is good for you, too.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. It took a lot of balls to make that phone call, and I appreciate that you did.
All right. Bye.
Bye.